Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys, up about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves by bringing you the best in money information. And that's on the docket for this hour of Money Power. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to join in the conversation. 844-729-7469. Got a pressing money type question. You can also email me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. A lot on the agenda. Morningstar versus the Wall Street Journal. Boy, the Journal did a terrible piece outing Morningstar. They didn't get it all right on this star ratings thing, but they got enough of it right to where you should know that if you're getting pitched five-star funds because my fund's better than your fund, that's a game that's played in the securities and the financial planning industry. And it has really, there's no rationale that one would sell their four-star or three-star fund to buy a five-star fund. The article titled "The Morningstar Mirage" appeared on October 25th, 2017. I will get to that in a little bit. Hopefully, I got a really, really busy show today. I also mentioned to my TV viewing audience an article you might want to read. I don't know if I can get to all of it, but Joshua Brown wrote "No Talent." And what he was talking about are the individuals, and they're coming out of the woodwork right now like crazy, that are predicting a crash. Very, very, very smart people, well-read, predicting a market crash within the next 12 months or perhaps sooner. And they can cite all kinds of reasons, from North Korea to Russia to the debt to, I mean, pick a problem. Plenty of them out there. But by the way, these same people have been predicting that crash for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So how much credibility do they have? Will they be right this time? Market's back 350, 400%. Did you really leave that much on the table? Remember, we had a 57% decline peak to trough in the market. A 60% decline requires, what, 150 plus percent to get you back to even? We've had double that or more. So we've gotten back all that we've lost and then some if we were patient. So I might get a chance to talk about that. But I start today with this, and it's all related. The dangers of investing complacency. Cliff Stanton wrote about this. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program, and I've spoken on this subject publicly and on this program several times. Being complacent is perhaps one of the worst things you can do and one of the best things you can do? Seriously? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I loved his analogy, a very interesting analogy. Here's how he started this particular article. Quote, "Recently I was hiking with my family in the mountains a couple of hours west of Denver. During the hike, we were crossing a stream. And in my attempt to help my daughter across, I slipped and came down hard on a pile of rocks. Upon inspection, it was only a surface-level injury, something I could easily patch up with my first aid kit, which was in my car about 5 miles away. I was prepared in that I had thought to purchase a first aid kit and obviously bring it to the location, but failed to actually put the kit in my backpack. Preparation without full implementation isn't particularly useful." Now, isn't that true? Now, there's another story in the news that makes this point once again, to be prepared. I don't know if you heard this story in the news. Maybe you guys heard about these two women and a dog. They're on a boat. They had a struggle with some typhoon. I don't know. I just heard about the story in the news. Some typhoon strikes and their engines die and they are stranded out to sea. It's almost like a movie. I'll bet it will be a movie. For 5 months. And they were just found and they look healthy as can be. They look great. Now, the first question I had was, you can't drink salt water and you need water to live and you're going to die whether you have water or not over 5 months. They had provisions, dried food, and they had a water purifier. So in one instance, had they not had the food and the water purifier, maybe they could have caught fish and eaten them raw or whatever, but the water, that purifier saved their lives. They were prepared. Okay, so what's the point? The point is when we are complacent in our financial planning, when we are complacent in our retirement planning, we may talk a lot about having provisions such as providing for long-term health care, a real problem. And I'm not just talking about paying for health care costs post-retirement. I'm talking about paying for facilities, home care, and so forth. We beat it to death on this program. I don't know, to be honest with you, because I read all the emails and there's still a lot of people procrastinating that decision. They talk about it like putting the first aid kit in their backpack, but they don't bring it on the backpacking excursion with them. That's dumb. It's dumb to talk about it, get all these proposals, talk to 15, 20 different people, and do nothing. Procrastination. It is a serious problem in retirement planning. Now, 8 years have passed since the stock market bottomed out. And of course, all of these people are now coming out of the woodwork because here's what they've said. U.S. equities have annualized between 16.6% for large companies and 18.6% for mid-sized companies over the last 8 years. We're well overdue for a crash or a correction. Well, that may be true. But by the same token, I look at this and I say, well, yeah, but if you get out of the market, remember what it takes to recover from a big decline. And when you get out, you've got to also know when to get back in. And if you look at every market crash in history, usually within the next several months, you see a massive amount of recovery. That even if you miss getting in by a few months, and you will, I can assure you, you will, because it's extremely volatile. You may see the markets go up 10, 20, 30% in a couple months, and they drop 15%. You say, I'm just going to wait this out. until things stabilize. By the time they stabilize, you've already cashed in your losses. You ain't getting that money back. But I mentioned that it takes about 150-160% recovery from a 60% decline. And it takes, obviously, 100% recovery for a 50% decline. And it takes a 33% recovery for a 25% decline just to get back to even. So many times we talk about the best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. And the best way to do that is to have a diversified equity portfolio that you can just simply leave alone. Now, if I'm talking to younger people, millennials and so forth, and we're discussing your retirement funds, not your emergency funds, those are two entirely different accounts, and never the twain shall meet. You don't use your emergency money to invest in the stock market, and you don't use your stock market money to cover emergencies. I know someone may say, well, I can always margin my stock account. If you're filthy rich, that might work. But for most average people, nah, because if you need too much of that emergency money at a time when the market crashes, you're in deep soup here. So you cannot be complacent when it comes to managing your money. What to do about all this? Stick around. That's why I'm here. It's the Ray Lucia Show, back in a flash. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk. Emails at raylucia.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
So I left you hanging last segment here on what you should do if, in fact, these pundits that are predicting the market's going to crash are actually correct. Now, they're going to be correct someday, right? Little history lesson first, though. Since 1926, the U.S. stock market has crashed just 9 times. I mean, maybe somebody may say 9 times is a lot. Since 1926? Come on. Like 90 years? 9 times? One every 10 years. There were no stock market crashes at all in the 50s or the 90s. So we may be getting through this decade without a crash at all. There was one in the 1980s that took only a few weeks to stabilize. The 1930s and the 1970s accounted for a lot of the crashes in this tally. In the 2000s, there were 2 back-to-back crashes with within 7 years of each other. And as I said, there's been no crash so far this decade. Now, I can tell you that the 2000 and the 2008 crashes were monstrous. They were very, very harmful. Now, as I mentioned before, it doesn't take much talent to actually predict a crash, because we can all do that and be 100% right, because it's going to happen. But you know what else is going to happen? Stocks are going to go up 3 out of 4 years. Now, it doesn't happen consecutively, but on average, stocks go up 3 out of 4 years. So the perma bulls always have something to brag about, because 3 out of 4 times they're right. And the perma bears have something to brag about, because they can say, see, I told you so. So we get into this, what do you do about it? As you know, I have focused my entire adult life on that particular subject. What do you do about it? Well, before the break, I said you don't mix your emergency money with your retirement money. So I'm going to assume, for the sake of this discussion, that you've got ample resources to take you through a job loss or a health situation or whatever. And you need to discuss that thoroughly with your financial advisor, because managing risk is chapter 1, page 1, verse 1, whatever, in investing 101. But once you get beyond that, I have to pull out my calculator. All right, so here we go. Now I'll do this by giving you some examples. Let's say that you've got $250,000 in your retirement accounts, and you're saving $15,000 a year, and you're 15 years away from retirement, and you're conservative, very conservative investor. Well, here's what we know. We know that there's a 4% rule that tells you, with about a 95% degree of certainty, you can take 4% out of your portfolio and you will be fine. What's 4% of $250,000? $10,000. So how would I design the portfolio? And again, you've got to discuss this with your own advisor. But if someone were asking me, I would say, are you aggressive? Are you conservative? Are you faint-hearted? Are you moderate? For the faint-hearted set, someone that's really concerned about the stock market crash, I would say, okay, well, with $250,000, if you were retired today, you would take $10,000 out of that $250,000, right? Right. Okay, great. So let's just pretend you're retired today. How much money do I need to retire on $10,000 for 5 years? And you would say, well, why just 5 years? I'm going to live a lot longer than that. Well, I would pull up my Ibbotson chart that says there's never been a 20-year period in all of history where stocks didn't produce a positive real return for an investor if you left the money alone. So if I can take care of years 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, then the balance of the money can be invested for 20 years and left alone. Now, you can do your own research on this. You can look at rolling 20-year periods of time, and you will see that stocks, by and large, do very well most of the time on a rolling basis. So let's go back. If I want, I pull up my calculator, if I want $10,000 a year in payments for 5 years, assuming I can earn 2% on my money, it's about $50,000. So if I were talking to that individual 15 years away from retirement who was pretty faint-hearted about the market, I would say take $50,000 and leave it in bonds and relatively safe stuff, and take $200,000 and put it in the riskier, better potential stock and real estate bucket, if you will. And then as you continue to save, you can use that same proportion. What is that, 20%? So 20% of your money would go into safety stuff, and 80% of your money would go into risky stuff. And you'd redo that calculation with your advisor every year to make sure that you have an ample amount of time, because next year when you do it, you only have 14 years before retirement. The next year, 13 years. And remember, eventually I'd like to get to the point where when I retire, I've got at least 15 to 20 years, if I'm faint-hearted, of income stashed away in a safe place. Now, if I'm a moderate, it might only be 10 years worth of income. If I'm aggressive, it may only be 5 years worth of income. If you go online, I've done this, it's there, and research rolling periods, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, then you can back into what percentage you want to have allocated to stock and then leave it the heck alone. Sometimes you're better off just leaving your money alone and not touching it. Now, that's not being complacent, because you've already taken care of your need for spending. You've got your emergency funds. Hopefully, you've got your disability insurance and life insurance and long-term care and other insurances in place. And this is strictly money that's set aside for your retirement. All of a sudden, you've taken the worry out of all of this. You've taken market timing off the table. Now, if you want to index that money, that's up to you. If you want to actively manage that money with a portfolio manager, that's also up to you. What I have found is there are good arguments on both sides of that. That too should be discussed with your financial advisor. But whether it's indexed or actively managed or a combination of the two, which I usually recommend, setting aside that amount of money by using a present value calculation gives you the ability to sit on your stock money, because most of the time, three quarters of the time, you're making darn good money. One quarter of the time, you're losing money. But over long time horizons, you do 7, 8, 9, 10%. Compounded. And that's how you solve the problem. The pundits are incorrect.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Dave Clark 5. Glad all over. That's me. I'm glad you're here, folks. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails coming up in just a bit. Just got one in from, who was it, Cindy. We'll get to that momentarily. Also, Frank. I know I didn't get to you last hour, Frank. I will get to you this hour. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. Well, there was somewhat of a scathing report in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago, an article titled The Morningstar Mirage. Folks, I can't tell you, in nearly 40 years of doing this, many of those years, Morningstar, right by my side as a broker, and with all of this data, they're a phenomenal company. With all of this data, and they do a terrific job, they really do, on X-raying portfolios and telling you how much is in small cap versus large cap, domestic, international, and you get to look at dividend yields and fees. And I mean, it's just a plethora of information, and I'm so glad that they're here. But the Wall Street Journal did a very extensive study, although they're taking some heat from it, especially from the folks at Morningstar, on the star rating system and how ineffective it is in helping you pick mutual funds. Well, we've known this for well over a decade now. These studies have been done in the past. And Robert Hubscher, hope I'm saying that right, I've read his stuff before. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a really, really smart propeller head on Advisor Perspectives, wrote about this. Anyway, here's what he had to say. The Journal, as in the Wall Street Journal, central claims were that a high percentage of top-rated five-star funds don't maintain their top ratings over time. But that achieving that five-star rating attracts significant flows from investors. Okay, now I can speak to that for hours, seriously, because it does happen. You see, in the brokerage business, there's a game that's played. It's called My Fund is Better Than Your Fund. I will tell you, that's usually played by the less sophisticated advisors. It may be played by hucksters that are just trying to get you to move your money. And they come in and they say, well, let me take a look at your funds. And you show them your list of mutual funds. And you see this, ugh, you got this fund? That one sucks. That's a two-star. Look, there's a one-star. There's a three-star. I can get you all five-star funds. Now, if you're a five-star general, that means you must be better than a 4, 3, 2, or a 1, right? So therefore, we're already psychologically, we've adapted to this star rating system. Now, therefore, when someone shows us a 5-star fund, we jump on it like there's no tomorrow. Why? The reason why is because 5-star funds have performed, past tense, better than 4s, 3s, 2s, and 1s. And therefore, that is the rub. Let me read on from Mr. Hubscher. The performance deterioration of top-rated funds has been known as far back as 1999 in a study by several people. I don't need to get into that. The fact that asset flows follow top-rated funds was also documented in 2001. So all of this is not new information. But, he goes on, the core issue is whether Morningstar's star ratings are a reliable guide for investors and advisors. On this point, Morningstar has consistently maintained that its ratings are moderately predictive of future performance and are a starting point for future research. To their credit, they have said, don't make your entire decision based on this. But nobody reads that part. Nobody looks at that disclaimer. They're looking at that beautiful 5 stars above the fund's name or right beside its logo. right? And the broker is very quick to point that out. And who wouldn't want to be with a winning manager? Given the modest claims Morningstar makes and has made with regard to its star ratings, its response to the Wall Street Journal's claims is a sound defense. If it's a battle words over the semantic issue of the meaning of moderately predictive power, Morningstar is the victor. Why? I'll tell you why. The average probability of improvement over all five categories was 50.6%, barely better than flipping your nickel in the air. In other words, you got a 50-50 chance if you replace your four-star fund with a five-star fund. There's basically a 50-50 shot between from one fund to the next of one doing better or worse than the other. But yet there's a lot of oxygen that is exhausted in this quest to play my fund is better than your fund. What about the Morningstar analyst ratings? I have some personal experience with this since many, many years ago. I partnered with Morningstar on investment portfolios where we used their analysts' picks. And the partnership went on for about 3 or 4 years. And I found that, A, their analyst picks were no better than analyst picks that I could get from anywhere or the picks from my own in-house people. So with all of their resources, I didn't find their analyst. And by the way, this is not a slam on Morningstar's analysts. This is kind of a slam on all of them. Did not find them to be predictive in any way, shape, or form. But that doesn't matter what I found. What did the ratings services in the Wall Street Journal find? Morningstar makes stronger claims about the predictive power of its analyst rating than its star ratings. It describes them as forward-looking. Well, that would make sense. In 2014, Hoopsher, I think that's his name, did their own study as the first vintage of analyst ratings and published their findings in an article, A First Look at Morningstar Analyst Ratings. They used similar methodology to the study they did on their star ratings, but asked slightly different questions. Is a random chosen fund based on analyst ratings likely to have a greater alpha or excess return than a randomly chosen fund based on the expense ratio? In other words, how does a strategy of selecting funds based on analysts' ratings compared to the naive strategy of just selecting funds based purely on expense ratios? What were the results? Our results showed that the analyst ratings had little predictive power when compared to selecting funds based on expense ratio. Indeed, an advisor would be better off selecting the lowest cost funds than selecting gold funds based either on alpha or excess return. They were being a little facetious and tongue-in-cheek there with the gold fund comment, but the point is well taken. And we've talked about this before. My feeling is this. These are all services that you can subscribe to or your advisor can subscribe to. And as I mentioned, when analyzing the top firms, few, if any, use Morningstar rating services to pick funds. Many of them either have their own in-house money management or subscribe to ETF and indexing strategies or use tax-managed approaches, high active share approaches, the approach of selecting managers with low fees and high ownership, and they use diversification strategies to help minimize the volatility. All of that is important. All of that is worth paying for. If they are not doing that, then perhaps just simply buying an index fund makes the most sense. They're cheap. You can get them almost free. And so if your advisor isn't adding that extra value, and if the mutual fund manager isn't providing that extra value, again, of tax management, high active share, low fee, high ownership, international diversification, etc., then you may be better off just doing the passive thing on your own and not paying anybody to help you. It's not what I would recommend, because I have found, as other studies have found, that that advisor can add significant value. But that's my thought for the day.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Get incredible deals like an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. A complete 4-channel PA system for just $149. Or an Evans bass drum head, now just $30. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This just in, wine is going through its deepest drop in more than 50 years. The output culprit looks to be weather, they say. I thought it would be the fires, but they're talking about the weather in Spain and Italy, where there are other wines that come in. But I haven't found too many of them that are better than what we get from up in the Napa Valley, Sonoma, and so forth. And our prayers go out to all those people. I know a lot of people. In fact, my real estate partner's daughter lives up there, and I think last time I talked, they were okay. I know I've got some emails in a bunch, so let's get right to it. I think we're going to go to Frank first, because as I recall, Frank needs me to do some calculations. So yeah, here we go. Frank, my wife and I want to retire at age 65, 5 years from now, with $72,000 per year in net spendable income. Our Social Security will amount to about $40,000. Should I buy an annuity for the rest? We have around $500,000 saved. Okay, well, this is a little more complicated than I'd like to get into on the air, but let me take a stab at it. You're $32,000, I got to write this down, $32,000 short, plus taxes. Remember, you said net spendable. So you want like $6,000 a month to spend. That means you're probably going to need, depending on what your deductions are, and depending on the Trump tax bill, $7,000 a month? I don't know. Somewhere in that ballpark. So should you buy an annuity for all of it? I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. You've got $500,000. And what did he say, 5 years from now?
Sure.
I would definitely consider annuitizing some of that need, call it $40,000 of need to cover the tax bill and all. So out of that $40,000, maybe $20,000 I could cover with a lifetime income annuity. That would more than likely take care of all of your so-called essential expenses. And in that regard, you might consider doing that. I don't know how much of that $500,000 it would exhaust, but probably a good chunk of it. I mean, probably need $350,000-$400,000 by then. So whatever the present value is, 5 years, maybe you need to take half of your money today and buy that annuity. So let's just do that for the sake of discussion. So I take $250,000, I put in a deferred annuity, let's say I can get 4% on it 5 years from now, $304,000, you can probably take about 6% out. Yeah, that would give you about $20,000 a year. There you have it. The other $250,000 plus whatever other money you're saving. Did he say he was saving? I don't know how much he's saving. But $250,000. Let's say he's saving $20,000 a year over 5 years, and he gets 5% on that money. So that, I got to redo my calculation because Curtis screwed up here. I got to blame it on somebody. I can't blame it on my fat finger. With no contribution, you're at 319. If you're saving 20 grand, you're at about $450,000. So that $450,000, if you need, you know, another $15,000-$20,000 a year, great. If you don't, that's great too. So I would say you're in really good shape, and I would consider it on this premise. Either you or your wife have longevity in your family. If either one or both are expected to live beyond the age of 90, go for it. If your family histories don't look so hot, then I might reconsider that. You've already got an inflation-adjusted income for half of your income needs already, right? So for me, I'm a conservative guy in a lot of different ways. I would do it, but only to the extent that I cover my essential expenses. I'm assuming 80% or so of the income that you need is essential. The other 20% is discretionary. You cover that with your portfolio. Okay, the one I just got in is from Cindy. Ray, love your show. I heard your segment on indexing versus active management. I have some mutual funds that have not beaten the market lately. Should I go to index funds or actively managed funds? Golly, Cindy. You know what? I'd rather be 50% or 50% right than 100% wrong, that sort of thing. Let's do both. You know what? And incidentally, you're going to hear this index craze, index. Most all of the money that's being invested that I can see is going into index funds. That makes me a little bit nervous. Now, I've written about this before. I would index my taxable account if I'm going to do both. And I would actively manage my IRAs and my pre-tax accounts, because active management typically spews out more in income taxes on your portfolio. And then what I would do with the actively managed part of this is I would look for managers that have what is called a high active share. How different are they from the index? I would look to managers that have high active share that are more concentrated. In other words, if you index your portfolio, you're going to have 5,000, 2,000 stocks. You're going to have everything, a little bit of everything anyway. But if you go with a portfolio of 25 stocks, that's more concentrated. Of course, it's riskier. It's not as broadly diversified. But you have a chance to generate alpha, a more extensive return. And by the way, in a declining market, the active managers tend to do a little bit better than the indexed funds. And in a stable, non-volatile market like we have right now, last decade or so, it's been really hard to beat the index. So I would definitely do that. I would also subscribe to the lower fee side of the active managed portfolios. And in particular, if the person that's managing the money's life depends on how well they perform. That study that's been done, and I've talked about before, has created a significant alpha over indexing. And then finally, regardless of which way you go, you want to have some money invested in non-correlating asset classes. Having direct owned real estate, private debt, and talk to your advisor about this, by the way, because this gets way more complicated. But if you and your advisor can come to terms with how you diversify your stock portfolio and your real estate portfolio and your debt portfolio, I think more diversification is better than less. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Tell your friends and neighbors. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.